Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Klal Samach Vav, and we're learning Simin Vav. So we left off in the middle, where the Chayadim says that he feels that the Torah wrote the Isser of Sfiya B'Yadayim, feeding a child or directing a child to do an Isser, is the Isser Deraisa by three places. But if we extrapolate to the rest of the Torah, he feels that that is the majority opinion. In the Rishonim, in the parentheses, he challenges the opinion of the Levush, which says not like that. The truth is that he makes it sound like it's a very strong case. There are definitely many poskim who disagree and feel that the issue of Sviya by Shari Surim is the Rabbanon. Either way, there's an Isser of Sviya. There's an Isser, either Midaraisa or Midrabbanon, to feed a child an Isser, or to direct a child to do an Isser. Now, that's referring to asking the child to do an Isser D'Raisa. What about asking a child to do an Isser D'Rabbanon? Is there an Isser of Sviya on an Isser D'Rabbanon? Can you feed a child an Isser D'Rabbanon? Now, again, once the child reaches the age of Chinuch L'Chara, so the parent wouldn't have that option because he has a Chiyuv to Mechanech the child to not do the Avera. Obviously, he shouldn't be facilitating the Avera directly. The question is, others, the Isser Sviya applies to all adults. All adults have an Isser to, any adult has an Isser to feed this child Isser. Does he have a Isser, do other adults have an Isser to feed the child an Isser D'Rabbanan? So Chayyim says, L'Rebbe Poiskim hu adin da Osir l'achilim shum Isser D'Rabbanan. But the majority of poskim take this Isser of Sviya and say not only does it apply to be do Sviya B'Yadayim on an Isser D'Raisa, it is also to do Sviya B'Yadayim on an Isser D'Rabbanan. So any adult in Klal Yisrael would have a Isser to feed a child an Isser D'Rabbanan. Not only the parent, but any child, any adult in Klal Yisrael would have an Isser to feed the child or tell the child to do an Isser D'Rabbanan. And v'yesh matirim l'achilim Isser D'Rabbanan. However, there's an opinion, which is Makel, and says that an adult can feed the child an Isser D'Rabbanan, or an adult can tell the child to do an Isser D'Rabbanan. Since, and the thought process says, if we find different than an adult to an adult, we have no chiyuv to intervene to stop the child from doing an Isser D'Raisa. We passed already before, back in Simon Gimel, that Ein Bezin Mesubin Lafrishoy, if the Bezin sees a child doing an Isser D'Raisa, they are not mechuyev to intervene and stop the child from doing so. Or if other adults see the child doing an Isser D'Raisa, they are not mechuyev to intervene and to stop. See, by an Isser D'Raisa, which you cannot feed the child, but you're not mechuyev to intervene and stop. Now, this is not true by adult to adult. If one adult sees another adult doing an Aveira, there's a chiyuv to intervene and to try and stop the person doing the avera. But by a child, there's no such issue. So we see that we deal with the level of responsibility of the child's actions on a lesser level than adult to adult. So maybe we can say that's true by Nisar D'Raisa, that we can't feed the child, but we are not mechuyev to stop him. By Nisar D'Rabbanan, which is obviously less chomer than Nisar D'Raisa, maybe we're allowed to even directly feed the child. So this is actually the logic of the opinion of the Rashba. And he says that Svara. Mashenken Gedolim. The Chayav Chayav Lafrishim. We see that by an adult to adult, you have to intervene. By adult to child, you don't have to intervene. Even by the Raisa. So the Siddur Banu, which is less chomer, maybe not only do you not have to intervene, but you're allowed to actually facilitate. So by Darbonim, there's a kula l'ktanim as well. that you're allowed to directly feed the child. Now, we need to explain what's the logic between the two points. What's the connection between the two points? But in the meanwhile, there's a chayyadim, skipping the parentheses, the chayyadim says he found this in the Chumash and Rashba, and the chayyadim only allows a person to rely on this opinion in a situation of a tzarach gadol. There's a very significant need for the child. Again, this is obviously only to one case where the child is doing it for the child's own purposes. If the child is doing it for the adult purposes, it's going to be yasser. But in a case where the child is doing it for the child's purpose and it's not the father or the mother, according to the Rashba, you would be allowed to actually facilitate the child doing the veira. But the chayyadim only allows it to be relied upon by tzarach gadol. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be more makel than that. And we'll explain that more about Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.